I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back, 508 DGS. Skip Weber hanging out with us. Rach, I was looking over your shoulder. There's more shootings.
Yes, a man and woman were shot in Midtown near the SLU campus today while they were in the car. Don't really have many more details other than that. Also, another interesting crime happening in the city today. A suspect led officers on a bi-state chase while he was in a stolen Spire truck. So that's nice and low-key.
Yes.
No way they'll be able to find you in that thing.
That was a good plan.
Quite a supervillain.
I think it was a 3.5-hour long police chase, but no one was hurt.
Jeez. He must have been pretty good then. If he could stay
3.5 hours.
3.5 hours in the...
By the way, that man and woman shot, they think happened at Fairground Park, and then they were found near SLU.
Oh, wow.
Where's Fairground Park?
I have no... north.
Mm-hmm.
So you think they shot him there and dropped him at SLU?
That's what it sounds like.
Crazy.
Oh, man.
Jeez. Just nuts. Absolutely crazy. Do you want to talk about the strike at GM? Can you talk about the strike at GM? Is that...
I can probably talk a little bit about it.
Okay.
I mean, I was out of town for a week, so I don't know a lot of the buildup.
That's probably why it happened.
Yeah, might have been. Actually, even though I have nothing to do with either side of them.
Had you been here?
Had I been here to give calm?
One last question. Where's Skip Weber? I think he's out of town.
I don't think either
That's
side.
That's it. Sloganeering.
The great negotiator.
Well, I mean, I think you know. Most people that have ever heard me talk about it, they know that I'm actually fairly pro-union.
Mm-hmm.
I love my union guys. Our union negotiations that we have at our places take no time. I mean, they're a little bit dragged out because there's formalities and you got to have... But we're machinists, or my mechanics and my parts guys are Teamsters. And this is the UAW, which is way different. So I don't know anything about their structure.
These are the car builders.
Yes. And here, we've got a bunch of guys here in Wentzville that are... I think many of them are participating in the strike. I think it's the whole plant is walking out.
Yeah.
But so I don't know. I think that the strikers have a point in that GM is doing well under the concessions that the UAW did make back in their troubled times.
Okay.
Now, those concessions don't go to everyone. Some of those concessions are some of the plants they have mid-level mid-level salaries. They're a little bit less than some of the other ones. If you don't have as much experience, you don't jump up to the top right away, and that helps some of the costs. But on the other side, GM has a point because they don't want to add any fixed costs because things are going well now. If you're saying this is the way it is no matter what, and that's how things happen, and your profits go down, then you're stuck.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they want to give them things based on profitability. They're looking for more security on their side. So I understand both sides. I think there's definitely some middle ground there. I do know that GM has some of the best health insurance of any corporation out there with one of the smallest buy-ins by the employee. I think it's about 5% of the premium versus 30% average in the corporation world.
Wow.
And it's good plan. So if they want better health care, I don't think that that's a huge thing that GM should give them. There's something they can give them to make it some if they're not asking for any. And maybe I'm ignorant. Maybe GM's trying to cut that. Maybe they're trying to raise what their price is. So I don't know. Once again, as a GM dealer, doesn't mean I know what the corporation's doing. I don't work for them. We're independent. So the other thing is that I do know that non-union plants are quite a bit cheaper, and GM has some of both. And so they're probably trying to keep that gap from widening.
Mm-hmm.
And I can understand that. But here, like I said, I very sympathize with the guys. It's not easy to be in that job that asks that of you and not have good security. So, like I said, I think GM is a good company. I think they're being very, very fair. And part of this is I think the UAW is probably kind of testing its muscle after being quiet for several years. Yeah. And so some of it may be coming from the leaders saying, we got to get some more stuff because we haven't been, we used to be maybe stronger. So that could be part of it. But like I especially locally, I feel for the guys. They build our Colorados and our vans and they've been, you know, going 2 and 3 shifts and they do a great job. And I am massively proud of the General Motors plants. They say, you know, is union better or is union not? Well, all I know is the GM plants are better in the U.S. than other brands. So,
such a big part of my childhood. My dad was a union carpenter, and this was the 60s and 70s. So this was the time of picket lines and splitting wigs and axe handles.
Yeah.
And my dad, he was a little dude, but man, if we were driving somewhere and there was a picket line, he would pull over and he'd join it. And I mean, it was no kidding around.
So it's so much more complicated now. Like I said, my machinist people, I get along great and like the leadership of the machinist locals here in town. And I think they like us. I really do. I mean, our negotiations are easy. They're very fair. We both sides give in a little bit of what our initial deals are, and they know that I like my employees and want my employees what's best for them, and vice versa. So I like those guys. I don't know about these national unions upper management. I just don't know. I don't want to offend anybody with it, but they just some of it. There's.
Yeah,
weird stuff that happens, and so I don't know if they're always doing the best stuff.
Not to cast aspersions, because I obviously don't know the outside, much less the inside, but is it the IBEW that's always having the billboards like, turn off Channel 5, ratings are down.
Yeah, International Brotherhood of Electric Workers.
It's like, wow.
Yeah. So
my friend used to work for a paving company that was non-union, and people used to sit outside their place of business every day with a giant inflatable rat.
Yeah.
And they would follow them to their job and inflate the rat. So they got to the point where they would like send out decoy crews.
Yeah. I don't know. I definitely think that the unions were at one point extremely beneficial to get worker safety, worker fairness, you know, not get rid of oppression. They still have lots of benefit. I mean, the union, but when you look at the thing, like my guys are all worried about their union pensions. I don't even know what the UAW pension is like. I don't know if that's an issue. But their union pensions are all in trouble. And so, I mean, there's just some things you got to realize that everything's not the same as it was.
I mean, some of the, like, Camo X's union, AFTRA, I think, and they get pensions. Just the thought of a pension is so amazing to me. Like, I obviously don't get one. And it's just, the people who do, I don't know how it sounds, but just, you should be so glad.
Yeah.
And I know you earn it, but damn, just the thought of having a pension would just be amazing.
So our non-union people all have 401ks that we contribute to. And there used to be a time when the union people probably thought, hey, ours is better than that because there's no discipline to it. We don't have to save. We don't have to, you know. Then for the longest time, especially when I've been involved with a lot of the planning of it, they've been pretty equal. You know, we could be pretty proud of, hey, every one of our people is handled. Now, the non-union people are way better positioned than ours because our guys' stuff is so underwater.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Yeah, but I think a pension for someone who works for you for a long, long time is a fair thing. I think it should be out there, but you got to be careful how it's set up. That's just the thing, you know.
Let's transition over to Sweet 16, try to get a couple in. So something came out today where Don't Stop Believin' was released in 1981 on this date or something. So I thought it'd be fun to do best rock anthems, and I ask everyone to get him to Wigan so he could pull the actual music. So however you want to do it, Ryan, I'll leave it to you. So start with Skip's number one.
So I'm going to have you play what I said is skip two, because I just started writing them down. I didn't rank them.
Gotcha.
But one of the things that I thought was neat about the category is you can have different definitions for anthem.
Yeah.
So this one that I'm going to have play here is something I think that gets people going in sporting arenas. If you hear it in a bar, you know, everybody's joins in, and certainly in concert was probably one of the greatest things to participate in. So.
That's all you get for podcasting.
No, that's good, because then the podcasters can actually hear the music.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, We so Will
it's
Rock
all
You
for
by
you,
Queen.
Podcasters.
Just, you know.
That's a good one.
That sucks.
What? How does that...
It's just the licensing issue.
Whoever's in charge of that can kiss my ass.
Music, yeah. In general?
Well, music, just kiss my ass.
If you're in charge of music, you can kiss Dave's ass.
Yeah, Mr. Music. So tired of you and your bull crap.
I did not number mine, so I'm just going to say mine. Mm-hmm. When you say anthem, I don't know. I just think of like, I don't know. I kind of had to really think about this because I didn't want to pick something that would get made fun of. Like, that's not an anthem at all. But I picked Born in the USA. I feel like it's kind of an anthem-y vibe. Born in the
USA. Yep, that's a song. That is the song that you just articulated.
This I think the lyrics like, are Born in the USA.
This is like a Christopher Guest version of Sweet 16. Tony, it wasn't that
it's
long ago.
Name that tune version of
when we did something similar and we played like...
Yeah.
It was about 2 or 3 years ago where we were told we have to start cutting music out of the podcast because we will get sued
so we can
and
play
it will
the
be
songs.
A hefty fine.
We
but
play
you just can't
more,
put them in the podcast.
We couldn't put them in the podcast. They'd have to take them all out of the podcast and people listen on the podcast.
And since we have 178,000 downloads a month, we need to take care of them.
Yeah. Yep. I mean, I think so.
Yeah. What if we just played each thing 3 times?
Pushing your luck.
Oh, God.
Me?
Sure.
I didn't know that Don't Stop Believin' was the
impetus.
Why don't
of
you just sing
thing.
It for us?
So
it
yeah.
Was,
could, I'm not even kidding. Could so, he? Could you sing a song, or would that be a violation?
No, you could sing it.
You could perform it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The whole there's sure. algorithms that can find... Oh, this is
the coding.
Don't Stop Believing by Journey.
It's the code.
Believe me,
yeah.
If any, of us, sang, if any of us sang it,
they wouldn't recognize
the
it.
The song recognition algorithms would not would not flag
it's
that.
It's the same code that allows the song to pop up on your dashboard when it's playing.
Gotcha.
Andrew says we can't sing it, but I don't know.
Of
we could
you
probably
can.
Get
depends
away
on
with
if
it.
They yeah. think you're making money on you singing that
yeah.
song.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you're making, yeah, exactly.
I did not know
if you're
Don't
monetizing
Stop
it.
I didn't know that was also, and that was one of mine too. I did not know that was the genesis of
yeah.
it too.
So that was obviously one of the first ones I thought of, so that's okay. the one I'll put yeah. on.
Play 2 seconds
Hit
of
it.
That.
You didn't even
love it.
Man.
There's
you didn't
shit.
Even
oh,
play.
Of course.
God, it's like music. Blue balls.
Up and down the.
Just a smoke. Living
this
in
is
a
grand.
This is more like name that tune.
I think for me, I'm getting a lot of entertainment wondering which snippets of the songs that I suggested
yeah.
he's going to play. Exactly.
It's fun. It goes on and on.
This should be like which song sounds best in 2 second increments. All right, well, you can play any one of mine.
Oh, okay. Let's see here.
Oh, yeah.
All right, I'm gonna need that whole sound bite right there.
Oh yeah,
oh yeah,
was loving it.
Oh,
every
yeah.
3 seconds of it.
Jeez, what is happening in my life?
Oh hell no! Oh hell no!
But I was yeah. It's a positive.
Welcome back, guys. DGS, just about 5:30 on a Monday, doing the Sweet 16 of the best rock anthems of all time. And because of stupid music licensing rules, we can only play 2 seconds of each, so it's kind of stupid and hilarious. Where do we leave off? Wiggins?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. Oh, is Sue even playing? I guess not. We didn't... Yeah, I don't have any clips from her. So
okay.
Okay, so my number one pick is...
You're unbelievable. I'm sorry, how does that one go?
EMF, Unbelievable, Dice Clay.
You.
I like that it skipped.
You are unbelievable when it comes to this game.
Dude, that can get a crowd going, and that was my definition.
What crowd is this?
Wiggins crowd. Everybody's chugging horchata. chasing it with some Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, I honestly gotta say, in the hundreds of weddings that I've DJed over the years, I never had one person come up to me and say, EMF.
Yeah.
Hit it.
Dude, I walk into a Bible study, I play that song, people freak out.
Yeah, I'm telling you, if this is some sort of Andy Kaufman genius character you're doing, you've nailed it.
Maybe take Jesus out of the...
I pride myself on things like that, and if I were trying to be really, really stupid and funny and did a rock anthem, that would be something I'd choose to make you guys laugh. But he appears serious. Can you play it for Sue?
What was it? Yeah.
You just... You'll
rock see. Anthems.
Rock anthems.
Rock anthems. You're unbelievable. Oh, come on. Jesus Jones?
Why did you guys get the one part that skips?
Yeah, that too.
You only had 3 seconds to fill.
I'll take criticism on that, but not on EMF.
Oh!
He got the dice clay.
Slam!
He got the dice clay part.
Scottie Pippen for three.
What's happening right now?
I don't know. It's his birthday.
I know that when
I hit my head,
when there's a slam, it's not three.
That's a really, really good point.
I just slam dunked that 3-pointer, and I did a touchdown as well.
Goal!
All right, Skip. Come on.
Yeah, bring
just,
it.
Just
bring
gotta
it
get
back.
Past it.
Right.
You just gotta get past
well,
it.
Well, I had something else played. Picked out just because
was it EMF?
No,
did he steal yours?
It was, he took mine.
I have to go back to
he
a
took
good.
Yours,
I mean, this was a minor out of the box, and I just feel like I got to go right back to where it should
yeah,
be.
Yeah, bring
so
it.
So play number six.
And part of every day.
You know that one, right?
That's adorable.
You know that one too.
Who thought that?
Phoebe Glover.
Oh, that's adorable.
Back, she heard my band play it, and she was like, "My favorite was I Want to Rock and Roll All Night and Part of Every Day."
Just take one part of every day and rock a little bit. You know every night, I'm going to let it go.
Maybe noon to three. I don't know.
Part of every day.
Awesome. It's reasonable.
Well, it could be different. Some days noon to three. Some days we get sleep a little bit later and 2 to 6.
Got to get your errands done before you rock and
Kiss
roll.
Kiss was the most practical rock band.
That's adorable.
Rach.
Let's
wait
do...
a minute. Wait a minute. I'm sorry. Don't put that up against EMF. I want that to survive the second round.
It's by itself. I'll do Rock and Roll by Led Zeppelin.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We're all nodding one time.
One bang.
That deserves to be on the list.
Tony.
Joan Jett and the Blackhearts.
There you go. Which song?
Nope, not that one.
Nope.
That's enough.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yep. I'm starting to guess other people's picks.
And? No?
No, his work's fine. Yours are
is it on there?
Up.
Anyone remember when the show used to be
you
good?
You mean a different one?
No, I don't.
There were a lot of repeats, and so I tried to put everybody's name next to them, but a lot of people picked the same ones.
Mm. It goes,
how could you?
I love rock and roll.
Never settle that.
That's enough. That's enough.
Oh, yeah.
You're gonna get us sued.
There you go. Oh, and just the
that's
beginning.
It.
Just the beginning. Not the what? I love rock and roll part.
That could also be Good Times, Bad Times.
Yeah, could have been.
By LZ.
All right, Wiggins.
Oh, am I up again?
Yep. Give us another genius pick.
Here we go.
I think Dave's telling you to pick one of his.
Yeah.
Is he?
No, okay. Pick yours.
Slam a jamma.
Oh, my God.
Well, I guess the pedophile had to be represented in some way.
Remember when he opened the show with that one time?
Yes.
I don't even know the name of that song.
Can rock
and Roll Part
2.
Rock and Roll Part 2.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So your two biggest rock anthems are Unbelievable and Gary Glitter.
And then Who Let the Dogs Out?
It doesn't have any... The Gary Glitter song doesn't even have any words.
Does it?
Hey,
you can sing along to like
and if
you
it
would,
did, it would be about how hot kids are.
They have one word. It's hey.
Hey. Hey. Hey.
Sure glad you let Wiggins pick instead of Sue.
Dave.
Any mind will do.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
There you go. That's a good one.
Yeah, that's the rock anthem.
It sure is.
I notice it has
agree.
Words.
That's a little bit different definition of the word anthem, and I like it. That's an anthem for
that generation.
The 60s kids, the mods at the time. Yeah.
Back to Skip.
All right. So I'm going to go with one that really kind of came to the forefront for me with the blues. And it's not the one they played at the end of it, but it became really powerful in some of the cuts they had before it. And so it's also one of the ones that I found most entertaining of what he's going to play from the song. And that would be number 3.
Skip 3. Dream on, dream Man, you got a lot.
You could have been funnier with which part you picked. No, but I thought that when the clips of the blues highlights with that song, it was the most perfect song to have with it.
So we only have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 left. I kind of struggled with this.
Go one more round.
I wasn't
sure like what exactly the rock anthem was, so it might be kind of a weird pick for me, but I picked Rock and Roll Fantasy. But it doesn't have to go on the list.
Listen, if there's any day you don't have to apologize for your pick.
You got cover today, big time.
Yeah, you could pick Take On Me by A-ha, and you're not in the bottom half. So.
It's kind of anthem-y, though, right?
I can think of at least 2 songs that will beat.
For all.
Skip, you're unbelievable.
I did put it up against Unbelievable. Oh.
Tony.
For all the Italians out there, Rocky 3, Eye of the Tiger.
There you go. I had that one too. Yeah.
I have to tell this story again.
All my people.
I tell this story every time Survivor comes up, but in my younger days, I was at AJ's. I was having a drink, and the band was playing this, and I'm like, holy God, these guys are crushing Survivor. And the bartender goes, that is Survivor. They were playing at AJ's.
There are a lot of bands like that.
Oh, God.
On Friday night, it'll be a Poison cover band. On Saturday night, Poison.
Yeah. Well, I'll never forget Dave Glover Band years ago playing the Stratford Inn. The same night that Warrant was there.
Yep.
Whoa.
Yep.
And we had 300 people, and they literally had 12.
Wow.
Yeah, 2 different rooms. I walked in, I'm like, I got to see Warrant, and walked in there like, you know, you couldn't feel the football team. So.
Wow.
Jill, whose turn? Go ahead, Rich.
Well, Jill on Twitter says Jukebox Hero.
Yeah.
But we're not going to put it on the list because we're going to listen to everyone's 3-second clips. But I just thought that was a really good
one. Ryan, I think.
Yep.
All right.
Maybe we'll put it on instead.
Is it the theme from F Troop?
Here we go. It's not that.
It's going to be a rap song.
Well, that's the closest thing you've had so far.
That's the thing. He always does this. He always proves that he knew what the category was.
Right.
Yes.
What were your other ones, just reminiscent of one of your former sidekicks?
The same thing.
Yes.
The problem is a lot of mine were, I was getting all of yours, so I knew all of what you had, so I couldn't pick what you had.
Okay.
And you guys got the best ones.
The only thing left was Rock and Roll Part 2.
That's right. Well, hey, that's a rock anthem. You guys are just wrong.
So I put down Enter the Sandman for Ryan's pick. Mm-hmm. I
think how many we have left?
2.
Play one of mine.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one of mine was Bohemian Rhapsody, which I feel like kind of has to be on.
I
can put that against We Will Rock You.
I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to put on an AC/DC song, but you had already taken one, so I didn't want to fill up another.
Same thing with The Who.
I didn't want to put on another 2 of the same band. That's why I stayed away from it.
So speaking of your building for sale.
Yes.
I meant to write down Smells Like Teen Spirit, and I swear to God I started writing down Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
That works.
Because I'm having a brain fart.
I think there's a
gas leak. I really had to struggle to get to the title of the song.
Taliban, do you have the Sioux sound for me yet? Can we just play that over and over again?
What was it?
I'm eating a turtle.
Back in Black.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, come on. It was Back in Black.
And the last segment.
Her reactions are everything.
The problem is, I don't know how to get it in here.
Mm-hmm. He can't do it.
Yeah.
He can't.
It's an issue right now.
He can't do that right now.
We do have this one.
You don't like the bubbly?
Come on in, brother. Too bad nothing was recording when that happens.
Come on in, brother.
I'm not going to lie to you. I was nervous when Andy, the CEO of SmartMouth, was in the other day. He loves me and Rach. Loves us. National spokespeople, raves about us. Mm-hmm. I was worried when Sue Thomas started in on her hijinks.
Oh, man.
Because he's in here, and she was just like, SmartMouth, it's outrageous.
Yes. It's fantastic.
I'm like, okay.
I'm like, if she says it actually works, we're done.
Yeah, we're done.
But it does.
If actually works.
If she says zinc ions, I'm tackling her. It's like bringing your girlfriend around your hot brother, and you're like, oh, this is, she's so dumping me.
So it's sulfur. It's sulfur.
Sulfur gas sucks.
12 hours per use, huh?
The sulfur.
It's like, wow.
It's effective.
This lady, she can sell door-to-door pet monkeys.
Oh, yeah.
His name's Bonzo. How many you want?
He's adorable.
It's real the halitosis.
Fantastic.
This monkey eats nits. Buy him. Okay, you want to start?
Oh, yeah.
We Will Rock You versus Bohemian Rhapsody Better Rock Anthem.
Have to brush my teeth.
It's true, though. That stuff works.
Our checks are just gonna stop coming.
Forward to Sue Thomas.
Late night, you'll be up, you can't sleep. Smart Mouth will come on.
The dry mouth rinse. Hey, that used to be me.
Yeah, no kidding.
It's fantastic.
Onions, garlic, no problem.
Used to be something, and then Sue Thomas.
Sue Thomas took it all away. Which Queen tune?
Bohemian Rhapsody.
I like Bohemian better as a song, but I mean, I don't, as far as in a sports anthem.
Yeah, I think We Will Rock You.
We Will Rock You.
That's a good point.
I Love Rock and Roll versus Gary Glitter.
I Love Rock and Roll.
I think it's going to be Gary Glitter.
I'm going to pick Donut. Is that really the whole clip? Donut. No, no, no.
Back in Black.
She meant the I Love. She meant the other one where you just played the first 2 seconds of the song. Yeah, that's it.
I don't remember the drums from the first time. I just remember. No.
Da-na.
Back in Black.
That's a legend.
See, this is why I love this show. Any other show would be melting down because it sucks so bad.
It sounds so terrible.
It'd be like, what do we do? What do we do? And we're just like, whatever. Well, let's make fun of Sue.
We're not making fun of Sue.
Yeah, let's make fun
of
Sue.
We're celebrating Sue.
Back in Black versus Eye of the Tiger.
Do I get to vote? No, I don't have to.
Yeah.
Back in Black, people. Come on.
Eye of the Tiger.
Back in Black, people. I'm with her.
Back in Black, people?
Come on, Back in Black, comma, people.
I don't think you can say that.
Yeah.
I'm not sure, yeah.
Back in Black, comma, people.
That's right.
That's what she just said.
Do I have to spell it out?
That's like building
to narrate my punctuation.
Gracious.
Oh, hell no.
I think you should take a couple turns off.
Yeah. Can I vote? Not anymore.
Oh, bummer.
Welcome back, DGS. Sweet 16 of Rock Anthems. Weird Sweet 16, but we're having fun. Back in Black, evidently Sue's favorite.
Oh, yeah.
Versus Eye of the Tiger.
Oh, yeah.
It's the perfect one.
Black.
Black.
We know Sue's
Back
though.
In Black, people. Oh, my God.
comma, people.
Rock and Roll Fantasy versus Unbelievable. Can we hear a little bit of Unbelievable just to remind... Our viewers?
Absolutely.
If you wait a second. You're
unbelievable. You're turning me.
The skip the end.
See?
Yeah.
Did you get that off of a CD?
The corrupt file.
Yeah, everything.
I love Bad Company, but I kind of want to put Unbelievable through.
No, Rock and Roll Fantasy.
Just to see what it goes up against. Know.
It's unbelievable.
I'm not doing it.
I will.
You can't play the game.
I would laugh at that if I was in the car, but I will have no part of it.
I'm not voting
for it.
Fine.
Whatever's going against Unbelievable.
Born in the USA versus Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Ooh.
Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Spirit.
I want to go with Born in the USA.
Yeah, me too.
It's probably a better anthem. But
yeah, it's a better
decider.
Anthem.
Born.
Rachel does not get to vote.
It's okay.
So you're the decider, Rachel?
Rachel, we don't care.
Oh. Rock and Roll by Led Zeppelin versus My Generation.
Ooh.
I got to go Rock and Roll.
I'm going My Generation. Same reason. It's as anthem to the mods.
Yeah.
It's all down to Sue and me then.
Sue, just go ahead and decide.
Go ahead and slam
Let's
it
skip
for three.
This whole process and just tell us the winner.
Right. I'll switch Taliban once we have technical capabilities.
Wait a minute. I think you're onto something. Some week, you got to come up with a category that would work best on. You have Sue leave. And we put all this stuff out there and then just give the bracket and she votes on each one.
I like it.
That might be fun.
Before we carry on, can I slip one thing in here for maybe the next Sweet 16?
Sure.
So Stacy, who was awesome enough, she sent us a bunch of pyramid categories that I don't think we got to on Friday, but we're going to use in the future, I believe. And she had a suggestion that for the Sweet 16, something she's never heard us do is the best chick flicks that guys like too. And I thought that might be fun, and it might be interesting to see your guys' picks.
I think I'd be interested in Sue's take on that.
I think we do.
No, you just wouldn't. Tell us the winner.
I think
yes,
we take
would.
Skip's idea, where Sue has to leave and come back, but we do it with Wiggins, but he just doesn't come back. We just send him out of the room, and then we That's continue me. Playing the game.
Hey!
Hope you guys are having a good time.
Boom!
Happy
Scottie
birthday,
Pippen Ryan. Slams for three.
Slams for three in your face.
Don't
Kurt
stop.
Warner just kicked that soccer ball straight into the basketball hoop.
Don't Stop Believing versus Enter the Sandman.
Don't Stop Believing.
I think it's just called Enter Sandman.
No, it's Enter the Sandman.
Yeah, you're wrong.
That's the technical title of the
Don't
song.
Stop Believing is the ultimate rock anthem.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going with Don't Stop.
Rock and Roll All Night versus Dream On.
Part of Every Day.
Yeah. Kiss.
Dream On.
I'm not voting yet because it's my, both of mine.
Someone vote because we got to get going
Kiss.
Here.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's just There's writing down eight. Whatever Sue
well,
says.
Well, we are up against a hard break,
right.
And you guys are playing coquettish over there.
Okay.
We Will Rock You versus I Love Rock and Roll.
We Will Rock You.
We Will Rock You.
Back in Black versus
Yeah!
Rock and Roll Fantasy.
Yeah!
Black.
Black.
I already wrote it down. Born in the USA versus My Generation.
My Generation.
I'll go Born.
I'll go in My Generation.
Generation. Don't Stop Believing versus Rock and Roll All Night.
Don't stop believing.
I'm voting
don't
Kiss. Stop. Kiss. Come on.
Nope.
Did you say, I'm voting Kiss?
Kiss.
Oh, it's Paul Stanley. I get it.
Kiss. Come on.
What's going on at Weber?
Well.
Kiss.
Don't be scared about hearing about the UAW strike. That will not. It would take a lot to impact dealers on that, and because of that, we're not going to raise our prices because we're worried about running out of cars or anything like that. I mean, we will have plenty and plenty and plenty. And September has been really cool. Last month was the first time that we had 2020 vehicles that were good incentives. Into it. So still got them. They got a little bit better. And then we've got clearance pricing on the 19s. A couple of our stuff were pretty much out of 19s, but there's a lot of good strength. So it's really a good, it's always a great sweet spot in September to either come get the model year that's going out the door and get a huge discount, or you get the newest one with finally decent incentives on it. And it's just kind of showing. So it's fun to see it. I tracked it when I was out of town. It was great, great, you know. It's always fun to look at that. I got such good people. I don't really, you know, even need to be there. But obviously, we talked about it every time. Every time I go out of town, we have
the
great
strangest
week.
Live you've ever done for yourself. Yeah, I'm not going to raise prices, and no, I really don't need
prices,
to be there.
I don't need to be there. They do a great job without me.
It's kind of like hanging out. But,
yeah.
All right, Final Four, best rock anthem of all time. Through all that madness, we got to four good ones. Queen... We Will Rock You versus Back in Black.
I got to go We Will Rock
we
You.
We Will Rock You.
I'll make it interesting to say Back in Black.
We Will Rock You. I'll make it uninteresting.
Rich?
I'll say We Will Rock You.
What's happening over there, Sue?
I'm very depressed.
All right. She can't believe we're doing this to her now.
Someone strangle her.
She's being pretty cute.
She's too adorable. My generation
don't
versus.
Don't fight the halitosis anymore.
Don't stop that. Believing. Who versus Journey?
Journey. Don't stop believing.
Yeah. What was the other one?
Don't stop.
My generation.
I go for my generation again.
I'll go generation.
Don't stop.
What is that? Sue, you decide.
Don't stop.
God, I hate you.
And the winner is unbelievable.
Queen, we will rock you versus Journey.
We will. Can we hear each song again?
No, we don't have time.
Actually, we do have time because it's only 4 seconds to play both songs.
I'll go rock you.
Yeah, I say don't stop believing.
We will rock you.
Rock you.
Rock you.
Rock you.
Rock you.
Yeah.
Rock you.
It's awesome.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.